Fairfax out, and they say, hey, so say London, so slow sign nothing. You have three trees that are owned by three different people. They've said previously that there are three trees in the area of a base up, the entire base up is the din of a Sada Elon, which you're allowed to plow up the short of the 6th year. Now, even if these three trees are owned by three different people, that each one of the three people own one of these trees, Harielu Mistarfen, we can combine the three trees, the horse and call base up, Mishpila, to allow us to plow the entire base up because of these three trees that are in the base up. The Kami Yehe being there, how much distance must there be between the trees to allow us to plow the entire base up because of these three trees? You need a certain amount of space between the trees to give it the din of a Sada Elon, as if the trees are growing too close together, eventually you're going to uproot one of the trees, and then we would not give the base up a din of a Sada Elon, since one of the trees will eventually be uprooted. Rabbi Gamliel said the amount of space you need between the trees is enough space to have a pair of cattle with its kalim, with its utensils, with the yoke, pass between the trees, which is space of 4 amos. There has to be 4 amos between one tree and the next. If you have at least 4 amos between one tree and the next, and you have 3 trees in the area of the base up, that each tree is large enough that if it would be a fig tree, it would produce 60 Italian mana, a pressed fig. That would allow us to plow the entire base up the shvuas of the 6 year of Shemitah. Somebody who has 10 young trees scattered in the area of a base up. Horse and call base up is filon ad Rosh Hashanah. They're allowed to plow the entire base up because of these 10 trees all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. And even though we have said previously that 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah Shvi'as, it is forbidden min HaTorah to plow your field. And the Rabbanan extended that answer in regard to a Sada Elon, you can't plow an orchard past Shvu'as of the 6th year, and in regard to a Sada Halavan, a field that produces grain, you cannot plow it past Pesach of the 6th year. But there is an exception, which is a Besa that has 10 young trees scattered in that Besa, min HaTorah, you would be allowed to plow it all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. This is Halacha L'Moshe Misina. Moshe was makabel this din on Har Sinai and passed it on from generation to generation. The Torah allows you to plow a field which has 10 young trees scattered in the base up, because if you don't plow it, it would be dangerous for those 10 young trees. They could die. So therefore, you're allowed to plow it all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year, even though these trees are not large enough to produce the amount of figs that would be needed for 60 Italian mana of pressed figs. Even so, you're allowed to plow the entire field all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. Hayu asuyo shura umukafo isatara. And harsh lahem elu torcha. But if these 10 young trees were not scattered in the base, instead they were all lined up in a line, or even if the young trees were scattered in the base, but they're encircled by a fence, in such a case, you would not be allowed to plow it all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. Instead, you're only allowed to plow up to Rosh Hashanah the amount of land that is needed for the trees, which is directly underneath the tree, and directly around the tree, the amount of space that is needed for the person who is harvesting the tree, to harvest the tree and to place his basket with the fruit in it. But the rest of the base saw would not have the same din. You would not be allowed to plow the rest of the base saw up to Rosh Hashanah.